Sucky, sucky now.
Oh my. Really?
Hello and welcome to Rips on Rips, where we explore the collision of original and sample tracks and the artists who made them. I'm your host, Joe Watson. I'm here with my co-host, Toby Braswell. What's up, Toby?
The Browns won!
What?
The Browns won!
Are we in some sort of magic portal that I don't know anything about?
I'm just saying the Browns won last
Well,
last,
by the
last
time
weekend.
This comes out, let's hope that's a streak of like three.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, together on the show, we listen to the legendary tracks and the timeless but sometimes not so well-known songs that they sampled from. Tobe, what do we have today, my friend?
We are listening to the overweight lover, Heavy D, and his hit single, Now That We Found Love. This episode is going to be a lot of fun.
No doubt. This song takes me back in the day, special summer.
Yeah.
The song always puts a big smile on my face.
Absolutely. So why don't we hop in the DeLorean and see what track was sampled to make this hit?
Rewind!
Get your two-step on with this one. Mm-hmm.
Another song just makes you feel good.
When you found love, how could you not feel
it's
good?
It's true. What are you going to do with it? Tell us, Tobe, what are we listening to?
Gladly. So this track is called Now That We Found Love by the OJs. And before you ask, yes, I would love to get into their history. The OJs were formed in 1958 in the lovely city of Canton, Ohio. So the group's original members were Eddie LaVert, Walter Williams, William Powell, Bill Iles, and Bobby Massey. They all attended high school together at McKinley High. Go Bulldogs!
Hey, did you go to McKinley?
No, I didn't, but I love high school sports, and besides, me cheering for my high school might lead to misinterpretation.
Uh-oh. Who's your mascot?
Well, somehow I think, you know, me saying, go Cougars, might come out a little different than intended nowadays.
Well, it would now, because, yeah, I'm going to stop talking.
Yep.
All right, so back to the OJs. It turns out that they were inspired to form a group after watching a performance by this group. Why do got a bunch of happy tunes on this episode.
This song is great, but the problem is there's just a lot of questions that get asked, but not answers, right? It might leave you unfulfilled.
Man, well, what do we do with love?
What do we do with love?
Why do fools fall in love?
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, this is the hit song, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, sung by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. This song reached number one on the Billboard charts in January of 1956. It's still a great song after all this time. Actually, I think they made a movie about Frankie Lyman with Lawrence Tate, right?
They did. Inspired by Frankie Lyman, the boys formed a group and called themselves the Triumphs before switching the name to the Mascots in 1960. So they were signed to a label in Cincinnati and released their single called Miracles. Now, Miracles got them some airplay love from a Cleveland-based DJ named Eddie OJ. Now, more importantly, then the airplay actually gave them some career advice that helped the group so much they actually changed their name again to the OJs to honor him.
Nice. Well, the OJs were signed by the Imperial record label and released their first single in 1963 called Lonely Drifter. This was the first song to make it to the charts, so let's take a listen.
That's a good song. Not bad.
No more questions. That's good.
Right. A statement. A description. So they released several more singles, and then the group became a quartet after Bill Iles left the group in 1965. So the group released their first album entitled Coming Through that same year. And in 67, they left Imperial and were signed to the label Bell, where they managed to land another single on the charts. And this song actually was the OJ's first top 10 hit.
All right, let's take a listen to that single. It's a song called I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a broken promise to me. Something inside of me keeps saying do more if you can. You can. I got news for you. Tell me the news.
Good news.
Uh-oh.
Wait for it.
Mm.
Well, despite this song charting, they still weren't happy with the level of success that they accomplished up to this point and were actually thinking about quitting the business. Man, that would have been a shame.
Agreed, agreed. And that's when, as fate would have it, they met Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff from the production team called Gamble and Huff. Now, Gamble and Huff formed Philadelphia International Records in 1971 to compete with Berry Gordy's Motown label and signed the OJs in 72. Gamble and Huff's signature sound, called the Philly Sound, helped the OJs find the success they'd always been looking for.
So maybe you might not be familiar with Philadelphia International, but let me familiarize you. This is the label that helped the OJs sell 170 million gold and platinum songs from 71 to the early 80s.
That's respect, man, respect. And allow me to double down on that respect and say there's a saying that game recognizes game. Well, talent recognizes talent. And speaking of talent, let's talk about all that talent that Philadelphia International signed.
All right, buddy, give me some names.
I'm going to do one better than that, man. Okay. Set of names, I'm going to give you songs.
It's like a music podcast or something.
I know.
That's a great idea.
Ingenious.
All right, let's do it. Game on.
Brilliant. Here's the first one. I know she walks the earth, but this woman, her voice got wings.
It does. You know that voice. That has got to be the godmother of soul, Patti LaBelle.
That's right.
And If Only You Knew. All right, next one. Give me one more.
Gladly. What about this?
There's a lot of talent on this track right
there. Ain't there?
So this is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes with Teddy Pendergrass singing lead vocals on this track. It's good.
That's a great segue, buddy. So that is indeed Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, led by vocals of Teddy Pendergrass, who later signed a deal with Philadelphia International himself and came out with this hit. And only if I'd
been just a little more kind, get it, Teddy. There'd be no
need, no this man. You don't need to make a mixtape. Just play Teddy. That's all you got to do.
Here comes the drop.
Here comes the drop.
We don't call it a chorus anymore. Well, that is The Whole Town Is Laughing at Me by Teddy Pendergrass.
And while they're laughing, let's give them one more track.
One more? One more track. Philadelphia International. All right, lay it on me. Making all kinds of plans. Oh, yeah. While the jukebox plays. Yeah, we got a thing going on.
Don't we, though? Mrs. Jones. Oh, come on now.
Come on.
Come on now. So, funny story. So, there is a girl I knew at college.
Yeah.
Whose last name was Jones.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Did you date her?
No.
Okay. Was she married?
No. But she wasn't married.
Well, you went back on one. Billy Paul, his infamous single, Me and Mrs. Jones. So, good stuff. Philadelphia International. Awesome. But let's get back to the OJs.
So before Philadelphia International was formed, Gamble and Huff started working with the OJs as part of a label called Neptune. Now, Neptune unfortunately folded, and that resulted in Bob Massey leaving the group, and then there were three.
Uh-oh. That sounds like an Agatha Christie play I was in once. Fortunately, it would stay at three members, and with the new label, the OJs set their sights on releasing a new single called Backstabber, which I love this track. In 72. This song made it to the top five on the charts and really established what the OJs were all about. So let's hear Backstabbers.
What they do. They slide in your face. Talk about it now. And then what else they do. Man, great track. So that wasn't the only hit that they had off of their first album. So let's listen to another one. Now this is a top 10 hit called Love Train. This is one of the songs that can be played on any day.
Any day.
To ensure a good time. One hand.
You know what? If I had a soft drink company, I would probably use this in a commercial. Just saying.
Oh, boy. Agreed.
It's a great song, man.
Man, phenomenal.
Well, on November 10th of 73, the OJs released their next studio album called Ship Ahoy. This actually was a concept album that addressed issues that were socially relevant in addition to, you know, the love songs.
So this album had several hits on it, including our first feature track. Let's listen to that again. This is Now That We Found Love by the OJs. You know, one thing I'll say is that the musicality from songs back in the day,
yeah,
unrivaled.
Yeah, because everybody knew, they knew how to play and they knew how to sing.
Play.
They, you know,
yeah.
You had to have skills to, you couldn't get away with technology, right, to cover everything up.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to that song, this album has several other hits. One of those tracks is For the Love of Money. Now, before it was a theme song for the show The Apprentice, it was a chart-topping song that was also featured in the film New Jack City, which just happens to be one of my favorite movies.
That's a good one.
From back in the day in the early 90s. This is For the Love of Money.
I love how they, just the real subtle production thing. Like he's got the, like the verb and then it's clean and then it's just, it's cool.
You know, being a young dude, because hearing this, the New Jack City soundtrack was a pretty big deal.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. But I swear when I heard this song initially on that soundtrack, I thought that that, I thought it was a current song.
Right.
You know, because
it still holds up.
It still holds up.
That's awesome. Well, outside of the music in this song, the message contained in the music is definitely a staple in Gamble and Huff. I love the fact that they show how skilled they are by changing subject matter from love ballads to social injustices. It's not an easy thing to do, but they always made it look easy.
You and I have discussed a lot of the ways that we evaluate music from artist to artist. But one thing that we look at is the musicality and lyrics, but we haven't really discussed the replay value. We've all listened to albums that were good for a specific time period, but you know, when you listen to them years later, you know, it just kind of loses some of the steam. It doesn't quite resonate. That's definitely not the case with the OJs, and I think that it's a reason why this group gets sampled as many times as they do.
Well, Sammy Strain joined the group after William Powell was diagnosed and later died of cancer on May 26 in 77. The group continued to put out albums, and as usually the case in so many of our episodes, we won't be able to go through every one of their 29 studio album releases.
29.
But I encourage you all to take a listen to their catalog.
So before we switch artists, I do want to play one of my favorite tracks from the OJs. This is Used to Be My Girl from the 1978 release entitled So Full of Love. What kind of conversation you got to have with somebody? Oh, she's amazing. That girl right there, she's amazing. Well, how do you know? Well, she used to be my girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? And I'll take her back.
Sounds like getting raided on a dating app, you know? Like,
right.
Oh, he's good people. It's all right. I just didn't think he was cute, you know? It's all right.
Oh, 5 stars.
All right, my friend, good stuff. So what do you say we switch gears and dive into our second featured artist, Heavy D and the Boys? Tobe, can you tell us a little bit more about Heavy D?
Absolutely. So Dwight Arrington Myers was born on May 24th in 1967 in Jamaica and then moved to Money Earning Mount Vernon, New York in the early 70s.
Money Earning Mount Vernon.
Money Earning.
Like
that's it. Right. That's right. Of course, living in New York at that time means that they had a front row seat to the emerging rap hip hop scene.
Well, Dwight started making his own demo tapes in middle school. And by the time high school rolled around, he decided to form a group with his buddies. Taking the moniker Heavy D, he joined forces with DJ Eddie F, Trouble T Roy, and G-Wiz.
So Andre Harrell was an executive at Def Jam looking to form a new label, Uptown Records. He heard the early demos from Heavy D and the Boys, and in 1986, they became the first group signed to the label.
In 1987, they released their debut album, Livin' Large. It would reach number 92 on the pop charts and number 10 on the top soul albums. The lead single introduced the world to Heavy D's other nickname. Let's take a listen to The Overweight Lovers in the House.
Yeah, let's get it. You can't get close because I'm the one who wrote the book of romance. So come on, take a chance. You don't need a long look. All you need is a glance. If you want to get warm, in my arms you belong. You have a problem, help us solve them up. One thing I liked about this dude, he was never shy about, like, man, this is how I am. This is, you know?
He owned it.
He laid the groundwork.
Confidence.
Him, Chubb Rock, you know, those guys just, like,
Biggie.
Embraced it. Yeah, and then Biggie, of course, and then Pun.
Yeah, yeah.
So this track was destined for success just based on the songs that it samples. So, you know, let's list them, okay? So we've got James Brown's 1971 jam, Escapism.
Mm-hmm.
The JB's 1970 track, Hot Pants Road.
Good one.
And another JB's track, Pass the Peas, from 1972.
Ugh, I do not pass the peas. They're gross. I don't want any.
Like, you don't have to eat anything, all right? Just open up your eardrums.
Fine.
Let's hear Pass the Peas.
Okay.
Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say.
Oh, if peas were this funky, like, I might like them.
In a good way, right?
They're funky in a good way. Yeah, because peas are funky. They're just gross funky. All right, anyway, another track from Living Large had a more R&B vibe and helped the album go gold. Let's listen to Don't You Know.
I can see it now. The church will be filled with all our friends.
Okay, okay. Setting the setting right now. Setting the scene. Let's do it.
Fly white tuxedo.
If a tuxedo's all white, it better be fly.
Yeah.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Just lights up the whole place.
Wow.
Right?
So the success of the debut led to work with producers Marley Marl and Teddy Riley on the 1989 album, Big Time. Now, the first single, Girls, They Love Me, hit number 12 on the R&B charts and number 4 on the rap charts. Let's hear that. This is Girls.
Gaze at the stars, walk down the boardwalk, sit by the beach and talk lovers talk, make a quick call on my cellular phone.
It's got a very Biz Markie vibe to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, the drums are nice though.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're sampling all the right stuff here.
Well, so be it.
So in this one, it's the 69 track Thinking from the Meters. Why don't we, let's play that one real quick. More good funk.
Man, I love when we do this show and things come back.
Yep.
You know, when we talk about an artist, like, episodes ago, and they end up making their way back, right?
Everything's connected.
Goes back to us saying this universal language, man, music. Gotta love it.
True that.
So Big Time would land all the way to number 1 on the R&B hip-hop charts and number 19 on the pop charts. So this is also when we see Heavy D starting to branch out into other works, including a collab with Janet Jackson on a remix of one of her many hits from the Rhythm Nation 1814 album. The song is called All Right. So let's hear how Heavy D lends his rhymes to that track.
Now be it thick as a milkshake or thin as a cornflake, I love you to death, but I ain't pressed for the heartbreak. And anyway, who cares about what other people talk about?
Now I feel like he's settled into his flow, you know? This is the Heavy D that I'm like, ah, yeah.
That's Heavy D.
That's Heavy D. Sadly, tragedy struck while they were on tour for the Big Time album. Band member Trouble T. Roy fell 2 stories to his death, and the band and the community were grief-stricken.
A tribute to Troy was made by Pete Rock and CL Smooth and went to number 1 on the hot rap charts. Let's listen to They Reminisce Over You.
But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of 5 kids, hun, here it is. Yeah. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Word. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Yeah.
This is one of the songs that I basically, my brother and I, we could say these words basically verbatim.
Yeah.
We wore this tape out.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this song. My boy Vice actually is open for this cat a couple of times.
Smooth?
Yeah. I mean, he's actually, you know, recent show up in New York.
That's awesome.
Cool cat, man. Real cool cat.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, Pete Rock would actually say this about the song. I was kind of depressed when I made it, and to this day, I can't believe I made it through the way I was feeling. I guess it was for my boy. When I found the record by Tom Scott, basically, I just heard something incredible that touched me and made me cry. It had such a beautiful bass line, and I started with that first. I found some other sounds, and then I heard some sax in there, and I used that. Next thing you know, I have a beautiful beat made. When I mixed the song down, I had Charlie Brown from Leaders of the New School in the session with me, and we all just started crying.
Let's talk for a minute about that sample. Tom Scott and the California Dreamers did a cover of Jefferson Airplane's song Today in 1967. His sax solo is what was used for They Reminisce. Let's take a listen to that. Beautiful.
You know what's crazy to me is how popular this song is because of that sample. So this song appeared on Tom Scott's album, The Honeysuckle Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you could have picked that up for pennies digging crates back in the day when it came out. But now the original vinyl sells for like an average of $165. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, like you said, it's the song, not the original song,
but how
what was used from that, right? Let's finish connecting the dots back to the original Jefferson Airplane track Today, which was also released in 1967 on the Surrealistic Pillow album.
Surrealistic Pillow.
Surrealistic
That's an album
Pillow.
Name.
Really?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
do you sleep on that? What do you do with it?
Not really.
Is it one of those body pillows? Like, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. So a guy named Jerry Garcia played lead guitar on this track, and you might have heard of him.
I've heard of him, yeah. Let's listen to Today.
To be living for you is all I
Very different.
Want to do.
And I saw that, like, Dokken did a cover of this, like, a few years back. It's actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, it's pretty cool that a 1967 track from Jefferson Airplane, covered by a saxophone player who, by the way, was a founding member of the Blues Brothers, would end up on a number one rap tribute track 2 decades later. Those connections are what I love about doing this show.
Agreed. And one more fun fact is Tom Scott's dad, Nathan Scott, scored over 850 TV shows and 100 films,
Ooh.
Including Dragnet and Lassie.
Wow.
So I guess the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
I guess not. Well, back to Heavy D and the Boys. Their 1991 album was also in part a tribute to T-Roy and was entitled Peaceful Journey. This contains our second featured track, Now That We Found Love. Let's give it another spin.
I like the way you wiggle, you don't jingle, but you jiggle. So spread over your love, cause it's heavy in the middle. I'm moving like a movie, she wanted to groove, so I grooved her. Then she wanted to learn, so we play school, and I schooled her. But not like this, we can toss and turn, rumble, tumble, and twist. Anything you want, I give it. Fantasies
will be school, and I
You can rhyme, man. And dance.
You could dance.
Oh,
I know.
That's one thing I loved about it. It's like, man, Heavy D could dance. Yep. His videos were awesome.
Yep.
So this song charted in the top 10 in multiple countries, including number 4 on the U.S. Rap Singles Chart and number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. It also hit number 5 on the top R&B hip-hop album charts. Now, Heavy D's version features vocals from Aaron Hall. Now, perhaps more well known as one of the members of Guy.
Yeah, dope. I know you got some Guy on the Braswell mixtape.
You already know.
But while this song is
jam,
okay.
Oh, jam. Oh, come on, man.
Why did I go there? I'm sorry, people. All right. Well, while this song is obviously an interpolation of the OJ's hit, I actually think it might be a little bit closer to a Jamaican band's cover of Now That We Found Love.
You're right. So back in 1980, the Jamaican reggae band Third World released their third album. Wow, Third World released their third album.
Yeah.
That's just funny to me. I don't know.
Okay, I'll laugh
little
if you want. It's
thanks,
a little thing. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. So Journey to Addis, their cover of Now That We Found Love, reached number 47 on the Hot 100 and number 10 on the UK charts. Let's hear that. Yeah, you can hear it more.
Plus, we know that Heavy D was born in Jamaica, so it's not much of a stretch to think he might have heard this track before.
Mm-hmm. So another track off of Peaceful Journey would reach number 8 on the rap charts. Let's listen to Don't Curse.
Every word that you heard, of course, I didn't give up. Aw, shucks. Hey, yo, I almost forgot. The curse is a plot, but it's getting kind of hot. So I'ma let profanity retire. Hey, but if worse come to worse, I'll curse you out like Richard Pryor. So Grand Poop will kick up first. But do your man a
Grand Poopa.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Nubian. Here we go. Love it.
So they are still sampling the masters. Let's take a listen to the Booker T and the MGs song. I know we already did Booker T too, but this is great.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Hip Hug Her. Which, yeah, it's like...
How do you do that?
Okay. Family show, Tob. Yeah.
How could you not sample that? Love it. Oh, is there organ in there too? Go ahead.
Well, Booker T, man, of course there is.
And then there's that. Then there's that. So around 1991, Heavy started moving into acting and producing. Let's take a listen to his work on the theme song for the show In Living Color.
The moon float like a balloon. You see, it's never too late and it's never too soon. Take it from me, it's aight to be
in living color.
And how would you feel knowing prejudice was obsolete and all mankind danced to the exact beat? And at night it was safe to walk down the street
in living color.
Well, this show was iconic on so many levels. I mean, besides the work by Keenan Ivory Wayans and the rest of his family, this show introduced us to Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
A guy named James Carey, who later changed his name to Jim. Jennifer Lopez made her debut as a fly girl.
There you
go. I just learned this, actually. Rosie Perez was the original choreographer of the fly girls.
You just learned that?
I didn't know she was... Yeah, no, I had no idea.
Oh, man. Why do you think I... Well, all right. So, obviously, tons of talent, which would explain why the show was so popular. So, speaking of talent, Heavy D certainly had an ear for it. He convinced Uptown founder Andre Harrell to hire an intern by the name of Sean Combs.
Hmm.
Another guy you might have heard
of. Might have heard of that guy. Yeah. Well, Heavy D would go on to more success, both with the boys and in his own solo career. He eventually became president of Uptown Records, where he developed, wrote for, and produced acts like Soul for Real. Let's hear their 1995 hit from their debut album, Candy Rain.
Candy Rain!
Yeah.
Let's do it!
Tell me what you want and I...
Okay.
You.
I'm closing the curtains, Toby.
What? So there is no doubt that Heavy D was an entertainment heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
So he became senior vice president of Universal Music Group. He had acclaimed roles in movies like Cider House Rules and TV shows like Bones, Living Single, Boston Public, and Law & Order, SVU.
Not to mention his work on albums by Babyface, Jay-Z, and Timbaland. Sadly, Heavy D left us on November 8th of 2011 at the age of 44. Ugh, way too young.
Yes.
He had a pulmonary embolism that led to a blood clot, likely caused by a lengthy airplane ride. As the song goes, they reminisce over you.
Indeed, indeed. Rest in peace. But what do you say we move on to our bonus material? What do we have today?
Today, let's spend a little time giving some love to a 70s soul group from Baltimore, the Whatnots. These guys may not have been mainstream chart toppers, but their body of work certainly has provided many samples for other artists, including Heavy D.
Okay, so why don't we start with that Heavy D track from their 1994 album, Nothing But Love. This song is called Sex With You.
And for the love of it all, I'ma shine. I couldn't sing it in a song, so I wrote it in a rhyme. I gotta check you, do what I gotta do to get you. I'm glad I met you, heck, I'll even sweat you. Won't even let a brother flex with you. So what I gotta do to get next to you? It ain't all about sex with you, cause all I wanna do is get next to you. I love the way you sweet.
But listen to that bass line.
So what I gotta do?
So the original 1981 track by the Whatnots is called Help Is On The Way.
Mm-hmm.
It's funky, so let's hear it.
Man, to be the bass player in this band,
heck yeah.
You having fun.
Yes.
You having fun.
Yes.
I don't care if you got a headache, your stomach hurt.
Everything
you
goes away.
Hey,
you're like,
jamming.
All right.
We jamming. So it's easy to see why these cats have been sampled 140 times.
Yep.
How about we take a listen to another popular track that samples Help Is On The Way? This is De La Soul's 1991 jam, Ring, Ring, Ring. Oh, this is my jam right here. This is my song. This is my song right here.
I can't understand what the problem is. I find it hard enough dealing with my own biz. How they get my name and number? Then I stop and think and
yeah.
Yo, man, I gotta step out time. You
more happy bass playing.
Take my number down. It's 2-2-2-2-2-2-2. I got an answer machine that can talk to you. It goes,
hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through, but leave your name and your number.
Man, you know how long I was saying that? Back in the day.
Back when we had answering machines?
This was on my answering machine.
I believe it.
You know it was on my answering machine with me singing in the back.
Oh, boy. Well, this song went to number one in Switzerland and in Finland. And also number 22 on the U.S. R&B and hip-hop charts. and also confuse some folks as to where the original sample came from.
Yeah, so before we had Heavy D, we had Fat Larry James.
Fat Larry.
Founder of Fat Larry's band.
I feel like Heavy D is a little, you know, less, I don't know.
Yeah, you call it Heavy.
Heavy could go a lot of ways.
Right, right, yeah. And we'll leave it at that.
All right, I'm done.
So they had a track called Act Like You Know that very clearly interpolates Help Is On The Way. Let's hear that.
The fashion is dressed to kill, so if you dare,
wow.
I mean, you got a bass line that good, let's just use it all over the place.
Why not?
Just act like you know.
Dang.
I'm going to have to listen to some more Fat Larry. Well, Fat Larry's band also gave us this drum break from their song Down on the Avenue, which has been sampled by NWA, Ice-T, Run DMC, and frankly, I think it should be sampled even more. Let's give it a spin.
You know, if you got bass lines like the one we heard and drum tracks like this, you wouldn't stay fat for very long. I mean,
you're grooving, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're grooving to something now. This is nice. Yeah, it should definitely be sampled more. So, back to the Whatnots. Let's listen to the 1970 track Message from a Black Man.
Yes, my skin is black. But that's no reason to hold me back.
Back in the day, man, they used to talk to people on the records.
Mm-hmm.
They talked to you.
I think we need to do that more.
you probably do.
More communication.
Hey, Lions. See, but now they just skip over the track. Back in the day, with vinyl, you ain't skipping.
That's right. You gotta
let it play.
Well, now let's hear how Nas sampled this for his 2008 track, You Can't Stop Us Now.
Girls from long time ago, stagecoach with the horse kid, witch doctors, good old pickpockets, sip moonshine, so-called coonshines and darkies, I love y'all. Pyramids to cotton fields to Wrigley Fields, forgotten men who did get killed. Christmas addicts, the first
Okay, so Mos Def also sampled this, and he killed it as well. That's cool. That's all right. Full circle. I love that. So let's hear how RZA used it for his track, You Can't Stop Me Now.
I would head to the rest, then the pads on the SP-12 got pressed. Making beats for the streets so the family could eat. In 93, Wu-Tang Clan dropped their first LP. We went platinum. Yeah, we flattened them. Pockets got fat in them. Went and got cap in them. Statins
on the map. Once again, you got a great track, but everybody use it.
Why not? World, killer bees start swarming them. You can't stop. You got another example somebody else used it?
Nope. That's it. I'm out. Me, you, us, we can't be stopped. Well, apparently we can't, though. We just got stopped.
We just got stopped?
You know what, though? Folks cannot stop sampling the Whatnots. Even Kanye has gotten into the act, though he may be a little bit late to the party. So let's listen to his track, Late.
One of my favorite Kanye songs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I remember this. The first time I heard it. God.
You're a much bigger Kanye fan than I am.
Love this song. Let's hear the original Whatnot track, also from the 1970 debut album. This is a song called I'll Erase Away Your Pain.
Don't let yourself go. Don't change. 'Cause I love you just the way you are. So.
Well, the Whatnots are one of many examples of bands that laid down some delicious grooves that were picked up by later generations. It's nice to be able to shine a light on these bands and pay tribute to the original artists. Unfortunately, our time has come to an end. So once again, we are stopped.
Right.
But, Tobe, please let the good people know what we'll be doing next time.
Absolutely. We will be hanging in the sunshine and talking
what?
About...
What? We're in Cleveland. Do you, come on.
The sun still shines.
It does.
For an hour.
An hour once every 3 weeks.
Exactly.
In the winter.
We'll be hanging in the sunshine and talking about my life with my good friend Roy.
Okay. All right. So it'll still be the Toby episode.
Yeah.
Well, everybody loves the sunshine.
Let's do it.
Until then, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Riffs on Riffs.
Keep listening. Huzzah.
Riffs on Riffs is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. A special thanks to executive producers Joan Andrews and Michael D'Aloia. Producer, Isabel Robertson. Audio engineer, Eric Coltnow. You can listen to more episodes of Riffs on Riffs by finding us on iTunes, Stitcher, or visit evergreenpodcast.com. And don't forget, if you enjoyed today's podcast, please leave us an iTunes review. It really helps. I'm your host, Joe Watson.
And I'm your co-host, Toby Braswell.
Thank you for listening to Riffs on Riffs.
Yes, we're out there, everyone. I'm Hal Schwartz.
And I'm Flynn McClain. Together, we host None But the Brave, a podcast dedicated to the music and career of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce and E Street Band are on tour right now for the first time in 6 years, and we're taking a detailed look at what's happening on stage in our bi-weekly episodes.
We've also been recently joined by some very exciting guests, including rock journalist Warren Zanes and Stephen Hyden, Backstreet's magazine founder Charles Cross, and Barstool's Kirk Menahan.
If you're a diehard Springsteen fan, this is the show for you.
So please subscribe to None But the Brave on your favorite podcasting platform, and we hope to see you further on up the road.
Thank you so much! We'll be seeing you!
This podcast was produced with the support of the Ohio Motion Picture Tax Credit and in partnership with the Ohio Development Services Agency.